We've got another meeting on in Victoria today. We're heading off to Kyneton. It's the earliest start, obviously, being the second meeting on the program. And it is a day for the highways, too, with quite a couple of those engaged on the program. Warren Huntley is with us to preview. How are you, Warren?
Oh, I'm good, thanks, Nads.
What do you think of this meeting today? We've got a couple of highways in between some other races. Do you find much value?
Jumps racing. Yeah, I think we can find some value, Nads. I think I've hopefully found some value in the last, and the jumps jockeys, well, the jump season's kicked in now, hasn't it? But obviously all gearing towards Warrnambool in that first week in May, and good for them to have the opportunity to go around over the flat to just help build their fitness and their skill.
Okay, well, let's have a look at race one. This is a high weight maiden over the 1850, and we've got number one, City Champ, at 225, Modernistic at 370, Savabore at 4, and then you've got Printmaker at $4.20.
Nads, I can't find a justification to tip any horse in this race. This is a very modest race. I've ended up with numbers 7, 1, 4 and 5, but I haven't got a valid reason for tipping any of the horses in my top four. Printmaker's got less convictions than most. He was up in distance when he had a run from a break last start. I think the format of that race at Hamilton will be strong. He held his ground okay to the line and can make his own luck riding the speed. City Chap last preparation probably had a number of runs that are good enough to win this. Didn't do a lot first up, but probably over that trip against the quality of opposition behind Vigier, that's to be expected. Certainly could win. Number four, Modernistic, resuming, had a couple of jump outs, got the blinkers off here. Those jump outs aren't a guide for this trip. He's limited, but he could win. And I put 5, Savabore in as next best, who's had one run back from a spell, but is also very limited. Oh, no confidence at all in the first race. Put them in 7, 1, 4 and 5.
So we go 7 from 1, 4 and 5 in race 1. We go to race 2. 1850 is the trip. You can take out number 2. Number 1, Street Heat at 320. Senor Alf at 440. Pharrell is at 6, 334 Tamarama, and then you're looking at $6 for Jaws of Life.
Pretty even, as the market suggests. So there has been some trimming up for Senor Elf, and I can understand that. Three runs back, getting fitter, can make his own luck from that draw at this trip, and was solid enough in, I think, a solid enough race behind Play Me Now last start. Just held his ground there okay. Fitter and up in trip, 4 ahead of 6. Pharrell, who's been going okay this preparation, gets up marginally in distance, but racing the way as it will suit. Tamarama gets the blinkers off for a marginal step up in distance, has been going well this preparation, and Street Heat's first up at this trip, but probably not sharp enough to resume at any shorter distance. 4, 6, 7, 1.
4 from 6, 7 and 1 in race number 2. The third is a maiden. 1,200 metres is the journey, and we've got number 1, Jack on the Rocks at 6.50, 8 for Weenham, 210 for Bill the Bee, then you're down to 380 for Smart Horse, and longer odds the others.
I think he's the one to beat, Bill the Bee. He's been jumping out well, first preparation as a gelding. He can make his own luck from that draw, and he strikes a very winnable race first up, I think. Bill the Bee, number 5, ahead of 7. Smart Horse, trialled quite a while ago at Hawkesby. He's on debut here for the Brent Stanley stable. Recent jump out at Benalla was quite encouraging. Had the blinkers on there and wears them here. I've got him in as next best. 4, Angel's Voice. Probably the market suggested a lot more was expected on debut. Round Ararat didn't get into the right spot at 1,100 metres. Up to the 1,200 metres here with that run under the belt, and there was market support, as I said, on debut. Certainly worth considering. And I put 1, Jack on the Rocks, who will be fitter for one run back from a spell in next best. 5, 7, 4, 1.
5 from 7, 4 and 1. We go to race 4, Fillies and Mares Maiden. Take out 3, 5, 6, 7 and 14. We've got number 1, All Too Fast at 460. 5 for Fighting Zephyr, 330 favourite Gypsy Flyer. Then we're down to Let's Keep It at 7, 444 Miss Ladybird.
Yeah, I'm working around the bottom of the weights here, Nards, in numbers 10, 12 and 11. I'm going with Gypsy Flyer, who was solid to the line, asked to do a bit late, but really strong to the line in a recent jump out, or official barrier trial, actually. Well-bred filly in the care of Kieran Maher and David Eustace. She'll be strong late here on debut at the end of 1,100 metres. Like the way Miss Ladybird's coming to hand, a couple of gear changes to try and straighten her up, and she's had a couple of nice encouraging jump outs. Most recent one, she rode the speed. It wasn't a quick jump out, but she looked to have plenty in reserve. 11, Let's Keep It resumes, and certainly I'm respecting the form through that debut run behind Jones at Jet, and I thought 1, All Too Fast with race fitness on his side might be next best. 10, 12, 11 and 1.
10 from 12, 11 and 1. We go to race 5. This is over 1450. This race, there are no scratchings. We've got 4, Tough Love at 370, Colonial Gal at 750, Lisa's Rainbow 270 and 310 for Joyous Bell. And the first starter, Racing Revolution, is given a good chance too at $3.90.
Yeah, I'm going to go with eight Lisa's Rainbow here, Nads. So I thought the second up run recently just didn't get into the right spot, but was solid to the line, was 1,100 to 1,400 metres on that occasion. Fitted with that run under the belt, and I'm going to go with eight Lisa's Rainbow. Might need a little luck from the draw, but should be strong late. Hit a four, Tough Love. Stablemate Luke Oliver's got a very strong hand in the race. Two runs this preparation have been much better than the previous camp, has come back well, and fitted with those two runs under the belt. 10 Joyous Bell for giving that run last start, I think, in stronger company. The run two starts ago was a better guide and gets the blinkers on here. They're the three I'm working around, and a gap to five, Colonial Gal. 8, 4, 10, 5.
So we go 8 from 4, 10 and 5. We now go to race 6, Fillies and Mares 1,200 metre race. Take out runners 1 and 2. Number 4, Armour Strikers at $2.50. 3.40, Shut the Front Gate. 4.20, Pure and La Tesora 6.50 with Rose of Capri, who was a $7 chance.
Yeah, I'm going with Anna Striker. It was a funny race, a bit of a messy race at Colac last start. There was races running in two or three different patches, and you had to get to the right part of the track. I thought under the circumstances, Anna Striker was very good and was really strong to the line. Probably a more level playing field here in terms of track pattern. I like her for Anna Striker. Hit a Shut the Front Gate, who was good breaking the maiden two starts ago and solid enough last start. Makes own luck riding the speed. 6 Pure, another one fitter for recent racing. I thought the first up run was good and was, I suppose, just peaked on the run behind Jenica last start, but that's a good form reference for this race back to 58 grade here, and 8 Rose of Capri to make up my top four. 4, 5, 6, the key numbers ahead of 8.
4 from 5, 6 and 8. We look at race 7. 1450 is the trip, and he can take out number 7. We've got an odds on favourite, number 1 Dark Confidant at $1.85. Kara Kid at 8, $5 for Iskra, $2.90 for Navita, and the other main ones in the betting.
Yeah, it's a bit of a risk, isn't it? Up there with 59.5 kilos, a three-year-old filly taking on more experienced horses. But, gee, she looks to be coming to hand well. And I think kicking off at 1450 is a really good option for her. Jump outs have been good. Nah, she was off the speed in her most recent jump out, but just kept coming to the line. It was a bunch finish, but she was working through the line as good, if not better, than anything. And there's good speed in this race, importantly. So she can follow that speed. Should set up well for her. And I think she can win first up. 1, Dark Confident. Ahead of 2, Kara Kid, who's hard and fit, deep into the preparation, hasn't been any match for Blue Knacker the last couple of starts, but that's probably good enough to be in the mix here, riding the speed and giving a sight. Iskra was ridden to win at Ararat last start with a jump up to 1,300 metres, was able to get to the right spot in that track. From an inside draw, she'll be on the speed again, but I just think there's a little bit more pressure here, and some of that pressure might come from for Navita. But she's good when she rides the speed and just keeps whacking away. But I do think it sets up well for 1. Ahead of 2, 3 and 4.
1 from 2, 3, 4. So we're with the favourite there in race number 7, Dark Confidant. And then we go to race 8. 64, 1,200 metres the journey. You can take out runners 5 and 7. 1 Tigadig Tigadig is at 5. $9 for the Reverend Demon. 8 for Astrological. Wildwood Jade at 5.50. Asgard Massif is at 6.50. Then you're down to Hetty Yard at 4.60. And Madame Superior, a $5 chance.
Yeah, it's a wide race, Nance, but I think there's value still about number 2, the Reverend Demon, who's double-figure odds earlier this morning through tab.com.au, now just into $9, just out of the double-figure range. But he's effective on the fresh side. He had a recent jump out at Benalla where he went to the line with his stable mate, Violate, who'd be very hard to beat in a race of benchmark 64 standard. And I thought he trialled really well, and I think he's over the odds and can run well fresh too, ahead of 8, Wildwood Jade, who just didn't get into the right spot first up, but fitter with that run under the belt. Tiggity Tiggity's not necessarily a horse that is a regular winner, but he's going well. His recent jump out was encouraging also, and his run at Mooney Valley was good. So he's come back well with that run behind Good Therapy. And 11, Madame Superior, who's very consistent, I've got in as next best. The winning chances probably don't end there, but I put them in 2 each way ahead of 8, 1 and 11.
So 2 from 8, 1 and 11. Let's wrap it up. What's your best Ruffy Quaddy and also your play of the day?
I think the best is Anna Striker, race 6, number 4, Nards, and the best value is race 8, number 2, the Reverend Demon. For the Quaddy, first leg 4, 8 and 10, second leg 4, 5 and 6, third leg 1 only, You can throw as many as you can in the last. I went with numbers 1, 2, 3, 8 and 11. Going to take a running double through races 3 and 4 as the play of the day, hoping for a split in at least one of the legs. First leg, race 3, 4, 5 and 7. And second leg, numbers 10, 11 and 12.
Very good. Warren, you have a good day.
Thanks, mate.